Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big is your host for today. We have a very exciting guest, Mr. Antoine Marcel McLean. He's going to tell you guys all about what you need to get into the hair business or to get into his business dealing with hair, among other things. Antoine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Before we get started, can you let everyone know how they can reach you?
Okay. You can reach us at www.prosperousquality.com. That's P-R-O-S-T-E-R-O-U-S, quality, Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y.com. Or you can contact us at prosperoushair@yahoo.com.
Okay. Can you start off by tell our listeners a little bit about you, you know, where you're from, a little bit about your life, and where you're at.
Okay. Well, of course, I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm married with three children, two girls, two teenage girls, one very active live four-year-old boy. I've been married now for 7 years. And me and my wife actually started our business back in 2001. I'm a Dudley grad. I graduated in 95 from Dudley University in North Carolina.
Okay.
And that's basically it.
Okay, so tell me, when you and your wife started this business, was that pretty much, you know, was your passion hair care?
Yes, actually, I grew up with a single mother, you know, a single mother home, and I was the oldest out of three. So, you know, to help my mother, I had to get my sister and brother together for school, and doing my sister hair, cutting my brother hair, fixing my hair, and you know, that's how I got into the line, you know, doing hair since I was 8.
Wow, 8 years old.
Yeah, I've been doing hair since I was 8, you know, a little neighborhood haircuts and everything. And then I finally just went on to a cosmetology school and took up cosmetology.
Now, is that where you met your wife and then did you guys decide to partner? Or how did that come about?
Well, I met my wife. I was in a salon and the young lady that was doing my wife's hair, her shampoo technician wasn't in, and she asked me could I help her out with some shampoos, and you know, when I saw my wife, I was like, sure. So, you know, I shampooed my wife's hair, and you know, the rest is history.
Wow, I don't know, that's something else for a woman to be able to have someone take care of her hair like that. I mean, if you could do nails, that would have been like one of the best things ever for her.
yeah.
Yeah, so you got a chance to get to know her, and then I guess she had some of the same aspirations that you did.
Yes, she did, and you know, my wife is a very strong woman, and she helped completed me, and when I had my dream and my vision, she listened to me and asked me all kinds of questions. How could I, you know, what is your plan? What are you gonna do next? How are you gonna do this? You know, she just really made me think about the business. And so as we got our business plan together and everything, you know, we formulated Prosperous.
Wow. That's a great name, too.
Yes.
Now, when you decided to start this business, you know, what did you view as a challenge?
Well, the challenge was, of course, doing our market analysis in this area, how many hair care companies was in our area that was actually privately owned, minority owned, and there wasn't a lot of product healthcare lines in the Virginia area. So, you know, formulating, getting the manufacturing, the bottling, the packaging, the trademarks, everything that we needed to do to get our business license, our tax ID number, you know. It was just a lot of things that we had to do, prepare for our business before we actually got in business.
Wow. So was that, you know, a pretty much daunting task? I mean, how long would you say, you know, after you really sat down and seriously decided to, you know, to really make something of this, did it take you to, you know, get all those things in place? And what was it like, you know, after you got all those things in place and you know, went with your first sale?
Well, what we did in 95 when I graduated from Bentley's, I was formulating actually the product before I met my wife. And, you know, when I got with her in 2000, we actually became a legitimate business in 2001. And so I would say, you know, after we did all that and then just getting our samples out there and going to salon, and also setting up an e-commerce online, just put in the footwork.
Okay. So when you got your first sale, what was it like?
Oh, it was very exciting. And then not only that, my first sale, but a repeated sale. And,
wow.
It went to our first sale and then word of mouth, and, you know, it just spread it because we developed a quality product where our product not only retains the moisture, put moisture back into the hair shaft, but we have vitamin A, D, and E as a key ingredient to our product. And as a word of mouth, it don't leave the hair shaft as dry, as brittle, and it helped reduce split ends. So the product actually spoke for itself once a stylist or a consumer just started using the product.
Hmm. So now you mentioned you have two girls.
Yeah.
Are they thinking about also getting into the business at this age? Because I know your son's really, you know, too young to you know, really think about, you know, the family business. But how do they you or help out in any way?
Well, my 16-year-old, she helps out. She goes out with me, and we service salons. And actually, my 14-year-old has went out with me, too, and, you know, service the salons because I try to rear independent, strong women. And by them being minority women, you know, to teach them the values of having your own where you won't have to depend on anybody because, like I said, I was raised by a single mother.
Wow.
And I've seen this that my mom had to go through by herself. So, yeah, they're very excited, and they already gave themselves the title as junior executive, and, you know, dad, who's going to get the business first, and, you know, and all that good stuff.
Wow, that is good.
Yeah.
What do you say would be your biggest advice that, you know, you would share with our audience that may have helped you the most?
The biggest advice that I can share is definitely trust God in everything that you do.
Wow.
And put him first, and everything that comes your way, it's a lot easier when you can put God at the center and the focus of your business.
Okay. Now, I understand that you guys also have a market not only on the internet but also on radio. How did that come about?
Well, the radio, I mean, as far as with Think Big, is, you know, right now something that we're trying out to see the market there. But right now we're just doing a market research on everything and seeing how that would develop for us.
Okay. Now, did you have a before you? I've noticed that you mentioned that first about your market research, which is very important for people starting, you know, a business, is to know what's going on. Did you have a mass marketing plan that you had designed on top of what you're doing today?
Well, the thing, I took key parts from my mentor, Mr. Dudley's book, and I studied and watched and saw what he did, and we just went from there and then added our own little, you know, advice and expertise to it, and now we're out there.
Okay. Now, I noticed, you know, going through your website that you had a soft and smooth Manipair and lotion. Is that something for men, or is that just the name of the product?
Well, that's for, it's like an exfoliator. It's a sea salt mixed with 8 essential oils that actually is used for to exfoliate dry and dead skin on your heels, your hands, and also the bottom of your feet. And then the lotion, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I'm listening.
Oh, and then the lotion that we have is a shea butter lotion that seals in the moisture and the oils that the sea salt has deposited.
Okay. Now, did you learn a lot about how to mix these things in cosmetology school, or was it further investigation or reading that, you know, had you come up with the ideas for your ingredients?
Well, I learned a lot from my grandmother, you know, coming up as a young man in a project in Fairfield, North Carolina. I had real coarse hair. And my grandmother, we used to mix up, you know, eggs, mayonnaise, certain things that had protein and moisture in it to soften the cuticle of my hair. But when I really understood what I was doing is when I went to cosmetology school and took up basic chemistry and product knowledge in hair care. And that's how we developed our line.
Okay. Now, we see a lot of people, you know, men and women alike out there who, you know, are in this hair club for men or going to, you know, certain other medical groups to replace their hair. Is there anything that you know about if your hair is thinning, you know, how you can stop that hair loss?
Well, the thing with hair loss, of course, is genetic, but what helps promote hair growth is stimulation. And we have a stimulating system that actually has tea tree oil in it that stimulates the scalp. Because if your scalp is stimulated and you're getting blood circulation to your scalp, then that helps promote hair growth.
Okay, and I know about tea tree oil. I think that comes from like the Melaleuca plant, and it aids in a lot of things that are healthy. Or if you have cuts or, you know, things like that, it's very, very healthy.
Yeah, and also without stimulating shampoo, most stimulating shampoos dry the cuticle out, but actually our stimulating shampoo has a moisturizer in it, so it won't leave the hairs dry and brittle when you use our stimulating system.
So with, you know, and I know a lot of people, they talk about as far as, you know, males, the thinning hair portion as opposed over the women, but then you have more women that, you know, talk about split ends.
Yes. And that's why we put in our ingredients, the vitamin A, B, and E, to help reduce split ends. Now, depending on the client, you know, we have to be careful about, you know, saying that there will be no more split ends. It's a reduction.
Right.
And what our conditioners does is penetrate through the cuticle of the hair and actually seals that hair so it'll help reduce the ends split ends to give you those those flyaways, that dry end look, and that's why we have the moisture and the natural oils in our product that we do.
Okay. Now, do you have plans to expand? I mean, what's your general, is your market right now pretty much in your area, or are you across the country yet?
Well, we have a couple of e-commerce people that come on the internet and actually order our product. But we are looking for distributors in other cities and other states that is interested in picking up our line and carrying it out to, you know, our distributors, I mean, to salon and consumers. So we are looking, we do have a, where we are looking for distributors to help us expand our business.
Okay. So as a distributor, will they only be limited to here in the U.S., or let's say if there's someone in Canada or Europe, will they also be able to distribute the product?
Actually, yes. We actually had a young lady that was here and that was over in Germany that was using our product over there and on a military base. And, you know, I don't know if anybody that's out there listening that's ever been in Germany or overseas, the water over there is hard, very hard.
Yeah.
And our product is concentrated. So, and the moisture that we have in our product, it really sustained the moisture in her client's hair. And she became one of our biggest distributors over there in Germany.
Wow, that's great. So have you thought about, going to contacting people in the military and around the country, or is that basically how she's building the line by, through the services?
Well, she's back in the States now, and what me and my wife are doing now, we are looking for military contacts, supply officers, where we can get some samples in their hands and let the product actually speak for itself so we can retain a government contract or something of that fashion.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Can you please get out your contact information one more time for our listeners so that they'll be able to reach you?
Our contact information is prosperousquality.com. That's PROSPEROUS quality, QUALITY.com. Or you can contact us at prosperoushair@yahoo.com.
Okay, getting back to the interview.
Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to cover with schooling? You guys are you guys thinking about opening a school to instruct, or?
Well, actually, we're looking to open a full-service day spa in the Hampton Roads area right now where we can educate clients on their proper use of hair care product, our hair care product, or any hair care product, and the proper maintenance, the proper use, and the proper care for the scalp and also the hair shaft.
Okay, so that sounds good. Is this going to be a brick-and-mortar location, or will it also be internet, or are you going to combine both?
Yes, it will be a facility where we can still do e-commerce, warehouse, and also service our clients with our products. We're also with new products that we're developing and coming out with. So it will be a training center headquarters that we're looking to get, and we are looking for investors and distributors for that too. So if anybody that's out there that's interested, please give us a call.
All right, we're going to take 1 second here to play a commercial from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back to the interview. This is Big, your host tonight on ThinkBigRadio.com.
Salon Referred, your ultimate guide to salon professionals. Looking for barbers, stylists, braiders across the country? Salon Referred advertises for salon spas and barbershops worldwide. Log on to Salon Referred's online magazine at SalonReferred.com. Showcase your cuts and styles and maximize your exposure to over 50,000 people daily. If you're a beauty or barber professional within the U.S., advertise your salon or spa at www.SalonReferred.com. Or call toll-free 888-693-6404.
That's 888-693-6404.
In the Dallas Metroplex, call 214-434-4600. That's 214-434-4600. Our agency also offers appealing yet effective graphic and web design services, such as web designs, graphic designs, business cards, flyers, coupons, and other print materials. Showcase your styles and maximize your exposure. It's your ultimate guide to salon professionals. Log on today, SalonReferred.com.
All right, this is Big again, your host. We're listening to Antoine Marcel McLean, a hair care professional and CEO of ProsperousQuality.com. So, Antoine, we were just finishing off talking about the school that you guys have been working on to teach various professionals in the industry or people wanting to get in the industry about hair care and scalps and things of that sort. Do you think that the education is lacking in the industry, or do you see better ways to make not only your clients or your distributors more educated in the processes? Because you seem very well educated in what you're doing.
Yes. Well, we always believe in that education is always a continuous thing that we need to keep doing on our products, not only as our products, but our customers, our clients, and also our distributors. Just we have a weekly product training that we do with our technicians, our salon owners, our customers, and even the stylists are teaching me new things about my own product when we sit down and go over the line and everything.
Wow, that is some definitely big thinking. And most people don't have those strategy sessions. And, you know, it's amazing that you say that they even teach you new things that you can do because you're so, you know, into developing them and testing them and seeing if they work, that once out there is just so many other applications that this is just like it's almost being tested and retested in many different ways. What was one of the exciting things that someone told you that was kind of like an aha moment that you didn't, you know, kind of think about?
Well, a young lady at Texture's Beauty Salon in Norfolk, Virginia, actually, their whole salon has converted over to using our product, and she shared with me about the stimulating shampoo, mixing the stimulating shampoo, our neutralizing shampoo together will actually give you a nice cleanse of the hair shaft and also retains that moisture within that hair shaft.
Wow. I mean, I know how important that is. You know, you see so many people with just dry scalps and dandruff. You know, so what goes into? I mean, let's talk about a new hair care line. What goes into that? Do you and your wife sit down? I mean, just explain the process.
Well, the thing what we do, you know, I go to my wife, and actually I talk to my chemist, and we actually sit down and Because once you have the basic ingredients of the product, it's actually what you put in it that actually makes it your product. So like I said, the key ingredients for our line is vitamin A, D, and E because it restores the moisture, brings back the elasticity to the hair, and also brings back the healthiness and the silkiness to the hair. So that's why we use those key ingredients, and then it's not as heavy too. Those vitamins and oils are not a heavy oil, so it won't weigh the hair down.
Oh, I see what you mean, because I didn't really understand at that moment when you said that. I was thinking about, well, it wouldn't have such weight, so when it comes to your shipping and handling, you're going to save.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes to, now, why should a person not want their hair weighted down?
Well, the thing with that, then the style won't last long. If you have heavy hair and the oils, you have oil in your hair, and especially somebody that goes outside a lot, you get dust particles, dirt from the sun. And women, like my wife, she's a professional. She don't want to go to work and her hair is limp or laying down. She wants a vibrant body and you know, because when she's in the workplace and she's looking vibrant and things is just going well on the outside, it just creates a better atmosphere at work.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that we wanted to talk about also was, you know, proper grooming, you know, when you go into to a business setting, and and for your, you know, wife to, you know, also, you know, be a business professional, you know, it says a lot about, you know, how a person, you know, should look. Do you think that maybe one of the jobs or positions she received could have been a result of, you know, the way she looked, her grooming?
Yes, because, you know, she goes to work every day very professional. And, you know, and then, you know, I actually cut her hair the other night and she went to work. And everybody was just complimenting her on the body, the healthiness of her hair. And she was just letting them know, yes, my husband did it, and we used our own product, too.
Wow.
So,
that's a beautiful thing to be able to work, you know, hand in hand with your wife like that, because I know that, you know, spending time like that, if you're, you know, actually, you know, grooming her, you get a chance to talk about a lot of things, and, you know, it's just not, you know, just talking about little things here or there in the car. It's really you're into each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that that also had a big role in the success that you've
Had a big success, and could you repeat that again, Mr. P?
I thought that it had it was something that, you know, really accounted for, you know, the success that you've experienced, that the both of you experiences, you know, that time where you, you know, spent grooming her and just really talking.
Yes. A wise man once told me, if me and my wife get in one accord, it is nothing that we can't accomplish or get together. And that's what I strongly believe in. You know, she's a blessing to me, to my children, and it's just been a blessing to be in business with her and also, you know, as a husband to her.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. Where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. I'm very honored to have you on the show, and I really love when people speak, you know, highly of their significant others and, you know, their parents, because, you know, those are the people who, regardless of, you know, any monetary gains that they're experiencing, which they, you know, always are, that that wealth of family and relationships.
Yeah.
Now,
If somebody wanted to become a distributor, you know, how, what would they do? What would they need to do, or what would they have to go through?
What they can actually do is email us a resume, their contact information, and we'll send out the distributor's information guide package that we have that breaks down our percentages and our contract. So they can email us at prosperoushair@yahoo.com, or they can go to prosperousquality.com and click on Become a Distributor and fill in your information, and we'll get that package, that distributor's package out to them.
Now, one of the things that I would like to really mention is that when you were growing up, you know, you obviously came from an area that was, you know, pretty hard. And what was it like for, you know, a male growing up in that area to go away from the norm and, you know, do things that were, you know, not considered masculine? Did you get a lot of ribbing or, you know, get into a lot of fights because of that, you know, being your passion early?
Well, not really, because when my mother, you know, I stayed at a young age with my grandfather, and my grandfather instilled in me to believe in who I am.
Wow.
And, you know, don't come up thinking about what other people say about you. And that's one of the big things that I always did, to do what I'm capable of doing and able to do, and don't worry about what everybody think about you.
You know, and I believe that was a very wise statement, because we get so caught up in that we think other people may want from us, or, you know, what they might expect, that, you know, we fail to really go off after our true passion. And you're definitely a big thinker that's given his passion.
Yeah. And, you know, and just coming up, I was at enrolled in Hampton University. And a pastor, I went to a sermon one day, and a pastor told me, if money was no issue, what would I do? And I would always cut hair. I would always do hair. Even,
wow.
You know, like I said, the reason why my mom was a single mother, too, because she was in a battered relationship. So I had to fix her hair, cover her black eyes, you know, things like that. So that's how I developed that skill. And I always wanted to do it because I always wanted to see my mother looking her best, my sister and brother looking our best, even though we were coming up in the hardest times and the poorest situation. I always felt like, you know, if I can do something to enhance the outer, then maybe the inner would catch up with the outer.
Wow. That's definitely one for the books. Could you please repeat that, your feelings?
Oh, well, like I said, I was raised by a single parent, single mother, and my mother was in a battered relationship, so I used to, you know, cover her black eyes, fix her hair, and I felt like if I can help my mother look beautiful on the outside, then she would feel beautiful on the inside.
Do you think that a lot of people that come to you, and, you know, some of them might be having issues that you may not know about, and, you know, as far as you know, in the black community, we know that we'll have the same barbers for years, and the barbers know what's going on with us, and you might have the same hairstylist for 15 or 20 years. Have you seen people, you know, basically change for the better from the transformations that you work and the different various team members that work with you?
Of course. When you're in our industry and in our field, not only you become a stylist or a barber, you become a listener, a counselor, or, you know, because you see this person probably once or twice a week, you know, about the same time every week, and it's something that when they left you that probably transpired in their life. And when they come back, you know, they're sitting there however long it takes you to service them to really get a lot off their chest. So you know, our industry is more than just doing hair and barbering.
I can understand that, and you know, we see it in a lot of our, you know, the movies that we have, and just, you know, in general. You know, I'm very glad that you came on the show to, you know, talk about your product and the things that you're doing, and that you're looking for distributors. Now, we know that your passion, you know, is this, and it's just, it works magic. It makes you feel good. What's something that most people don't know about you other than hair that, you know, that you're passionate about, but, you know, not as passion-driven?
Well, the only other thing outside of my wife, my children, and my business that comes before everything, I'm a firm believer of, you know, walking godly.
Wow.
And that's a basic foundation of my life and what my grandfather has instilled in me. And I continuously to practice and carry on today, and also try to instill in my own children.
You know, that's truly remarkable. You know, a lot of our big thinkers, they have, you know, separate passions, and they'll bring them up sometimes, but, you know, you're a first for, you know, what you said. And what a lot of people don't know is that my name, Big, actually, one of the acronyms for it is Belief in God.
Okay.
You know, so I definitely feel you there. I mean, you can just hope to always live, you know, as much sin-free as you possibly can until it comes a point where you're just basically living sin-free. That's what we all assist to do. But another acronym is for, you know, what we do here is we help, you know, our listeners, and we also try to help the people who come on here build investments globally, because with the internet the way it is now, and the world is a much smaller place. So
yeah,
with you coming on and sharing, you know, how you've been across the, you know, the world as far as your product being duplicated and different military bases and things like that, it gives hope to, you know, people out there who have a great idea, but they don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Are you guys also volunteering, you know, for any places or doing any extra curricular activities for the community?
We have done some things with the foster care, young ladies of foster care here in the Hampton Roads area. And we have went and actually had a talent team go there and actually fixed up the young ladies, did their hair, did their makeup, actually showed them how to prepare for an interview, the proper look, the proper use of makeup and their hair care product. And that was very successful. And just seeing the young ladies actually listening to the stylist and you know, hearing how, hey, one day you can become a salon owner or a corporate or a CEO or a corporation. And that was very, very exciting, watching the gleam in those young ladies' eyes.
That's a beautiful thing, being able to, you know, touch children, you know, in a way that'll give them hope and, you know, have them understand that you can really be anything that you want to be. We're getting down to the part of the interview that, you know, a lot of us really hate to get to. We're rolling down our last minute. So, you know, Antoine, first I'd like you to get all of your contact information out one more time. And second, who would you like to thank?
Okay, our contact information again is www.prosperousquality.com. That's PROSPEROUSQUALITY.com. Or you can also contact us at Prosperous Hair Jeff@yahoo.com. And those are our contact information. And first of all, who I would like to thank, without God in my life, you know, I probably wouldn't have a life. Then second of all, I have to always thank the woman that God put in my life, my wife. She helps complete me. She keeps me in order. She's my strength when I'm weak, and I just give her all praise and thank her for being the mother of my children and a loving, caring wife.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Antoine, we'd like to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Sharing your information and giving hope to those out there who are looking to either become distributors in a business to grow their wealth or, you know, hopefully purchase your products to see exactly how good it is.
Okay.
We're going to end this interview with a song that I'm going to just dedicate to you and your family and your business. All you ThinkBigRadio.com listeners out there, continue to think big, and we'll see you again. Thanks for thinking big, everyone. And thank you, Antoine.
Thank you.
and learn. Keep on moving.